Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Well, I didn't get to this one. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
Except this angry customer at a KFC in Wisconsin who threw chicken biscuits and mashed potatoes at the store's manager.
Come on.
Oh, man.
At least it was the only chicken potato.
It wasn't a rock or anything.
It wasn't a gun.
Yeah.
The police were called to the restaurant. Wanted a refund at 7:40 p.m. Staff offered to remake her food. She began throwing chicken at the back of the restaurant, hitting the manager in the head. That's still assault, right? It doesn't matter what you hit someone
with. Anything can be a weapon.
What are you in for? Assault with chicken?
Mm-hmm. You used a chicken?
Sure. Crispy. Did. Crispy. I got a harsher penalty. It was harder. American Idol starts on Sunday, everybody. If you guys want to check it out, we'd love for you to. I don't know what they're going to use of me. They always use parts. It's always interesting because I'll go and shoot a bunch. Like, I'll do a 12-hour day and they'll use like a minute of it, right? And then I'll go and shoot for an hour and they'll use almost all of it. So I never quite know what they're going to use, but there's some really cool contestants this season I'm excited about. So that'll be Sunday, so I'm pretty pumped about that.
You ever watch the show and then say like, man, I said something really cool at that part they could have used?
Both. I do both. Sometimes I'll go, oh, that's really cool. I don't remember saying that. I feel that way, but I don't remember saying that, and I'm glad I said it. Sometimes I'll go, I'm such an idiot. Like, what was I thinking? So evenly on both sides.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it's an interesting question, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Just wondering.
Let's do a food world. Morgan, number two, has one about Pizza Hut that I think is pretty interesting because I love Pizza Hut. Yeah, here we go. Food world with Morgan, number two.
It's time for Food World, num, 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 with Morgan, number two.
Well, Pizza Hut released a pizza that you can now have mozzarella sticks on the crust of it. So you get a pizza, and then you get mozzarella sticks on the crust of the whole outside.
That's great.
Is it the crust? A mozzarella stick, or do they, like, put it on the crust?
They put it on the crust. So you get crust, and you get mozzarella sticks.
I'm looking at it here. Wow.
It's a lot of crust.
It looks, the mozzarella, they look like mozzarella bites, but it looks like tater tot sized mozzarella bites on,
just like along circling
the crust.
It. Yeah.
I love Pizza Hut thin crust pizza. Again, I know that pizza snobs, and I say that in a loving way. You have a right to be a pizza snob. Great pizza. Good for you. How I grew up and why I think thin crust Pizza Hut is the best is because when you grow up broke, the treat is thin crust pizza. So I have this favorability rating in my mind of that being the best because as a kid, that was the best thing that we got. So I still love it. It's like a bologna sandwich with mustard all over it. White bread, no crust, bologna sandwich and mustard. That is so good to me still with Doritos and Mountain Dew. Like that is my meal. And I don't get to have it often. I don't have it often. But like that reminds me of a great time. Like I would come home from school or college or work and I could afford a pack of bologna and I could afford white bread. And listen, I would have cut off the pinky for Mountain Dew. I had an addiction. But that was it. So it's always these things that we love younger that's kind of manifested our favorite things.
Pizza Hut, that's it for me too. Like every Friday night, it was like pizza, a pan pizza, pepperoni mushroom every Friday night. And we'd be like, and I still do that today.
You still eat pizza every Friday?
Every Friday, we order pizza.
Oh, good for you.
Why do you say that?
Jealous. I have such body issues that I can't.
I mean, it's for the kids mostly.
Of course.
Daddy gets his pizza too. Mm-hmm.
Daddy.
You know what I'm saying?
Daddy.
Don't call yourself daddy around me.
No, but I'm really a daddy.
Here, yeah, but not to me, you're not.
Do your kids say daddy?
Yeah. They call me daddy, even my oldest one. Hmm. See, it just says daddy. Hey, daddy, come look at this.
I wonder when that's going to stop because he's 12.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When's he going to go to
I'm
dad?
Not even saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying that I'm struck a bit by a 12-year-old, almost a teenager, still calling you daddy.
Well, I kind of like it because it's still like he's still my little guy. You know, he's not all grown up. And I think the day that he does, like, hey, dad, then I'll be like, oh, man.
What did you call your dad growing up?
Pop.
Okay.
Huh. Hmm. How do you feel about a 12-year-old calling him daddy?
I don't want to say anything.
No,
No. Because like kids saying daddy is fine, and like my cousins, like they would call their dads Diddy because they were like from Alabama. That's the only people I knew that said daddy. To me,
it seems a bit old.
I don't even like it for like little, like even.
Really?
I know you don't, but that's why I was like but it doesn't matter. Like I think it's great, but I wouldn't want my kids calling my husband daddy.
It's the best when they come home from school. Hey, daddy.
You know what I used to call my dad?
What?
Oh, God.
Is anybody there? Hello? Does anyone love me?
Oh, boy.
Hello? Anyone? That's what I used to call my dad.
Where's the cricket sound?
No, that's pretty funny, actually.
Thank you.
Oh, you're making
hello?
Sounds because he's not there, Amy?
No, here's I mean
here's
both.
Here's what I call my dad. Both. Hello? 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 It's the echo. I go on the mountains. Dad, are you out there? Dad, are you out there?
Not even funny.
No, keep going. That's really funny.
Thank you.
Do another one.
Amy, do you have anything you want to talk about? I see our boss in the room. I'm going to try to grab him for a meeting if you don't.
No, I don't think so. I
mean, call your daddy.
Also, I call him dad.
Okay.
I don't take that, Eddie. I think it's cute. It's fine. But I don't.
It's okay. I like it.
Did they say mommy or mom?
Maybe a little bit of both, mommy and mom.
What I'll bring up, we did a public access TV show, Eddie and I did.
That was so funny.
But it wasn't really public access.
Yeah, I know.
It was Travis Denning. You know Travis, who was at our house. So we just kind of faked the set and did public access. It was called the Mavis Malarkey Show. And I put it on Instagram. And most of the people that I know on Instagram knew it was. We were just kidding. But Eddie's parents thought it was real.
Mostly my dad. I mean, he was it's like, Dad, come on. He goes, Mijo, that's great. Like, wow, who's Malarkey? Like, who is that? That's a great show. Like, you guys did really good. I'm like, Dad, did you even watch it? It was a joke. I didn't even tell him because I was like, let it ride, whatever. He'll think it's cool, but you believed it.
You thought you knew it was real. I mean, you knew it was fake. Right?
I knew it was fake because,
Because you know Travis.
Yeah, and the whole thing
felt fake.
It felt fake. Like, everything about it was fake, but funny.
It was just a promo for Target song.
Yeah.
We have a new song out.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I liked it. I was proud of y'all.
Thank
I was like,
you.
Look how clever this is.
Thank
I'm
you. I'm
friends
you.
With these people.
My wife didn't even recognize Travis.
Oh, it took me a minute. I was like, wait.
Because mostly it's in a Bass Pro Shop hat.
Yeah.
His song is a top 20. Raymundo, can you play, what's it called? Too Many Drinks?
After a few?
Whatever it is. I heard it on the radio yesterday for the first time without playing it myself or having it in the countdown. So Travis Denning. Actually, he's a buddy of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And
but after a few drinks, it's always the same thing. We find ourselves lost in conversation at the bar. Then after a few songs, the kind that you hold on, we find ourselves leaning up against my car. Just out there, sick of my giving.
So that's him. If you go to the Instagram... What you should do is go to my Instagram page, Mr. Bobby Bones, and comment on it and be like, I actually saw this live. And
Yeah.
Just play right into it.
Yeah.
When you know we're kidding about something, just jump into it and push along the joke. For example, the O-Town joke. And I'm not going to say very many more times that I wasn't ever in O-Town. It started as a joke in Instagram story. But anytime you see it, just jump right in and be like, loved you when you were in O-Town. If it gets brought up. That's our inside jokes here on the show. We're done. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Wait, it's Tuesday.
Oh, good call. Well, thank you.
What do we do?
Well, great call. Were you ready that I was going to skip it?
I was ready in case you did.
Good. I should just come on. I should lead it with that, huh?
Yeah.
So people can just skip through it. They don't like it. But most people do. It's like 98% love.
98? That's good.
What did you say, Morgan?
Everybody, when I put Tuesday on our live show, people are like, oh, it's Tuesday. I know what's coming.
All right. Here we go. If you hit me with that hip, the best day of the week, you all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday, so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes, a super bingo at 9. Don't know how you do your Tuesday, this is how I do mine. The sun comes up, there's a smile on my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesday is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba this morning and every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on, it's time to head to the Y. Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewife's gon' booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Tuesday. Brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm talking about Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Is my recycling on the curb as I drive off? Yup, my recycling's on the curb. I mean, Fridays are fine because they're casual and all. But I'm always more productive on my Tuesday conference call. My after work plans, I got my spray tan. I'm drinking lemon water, adding me some cayenne. Pebbles and Bam Bam, I'm watching C-SPAN. And then it's 2-for-1 at Sonic with a Coney in each hand. I say Tuesday, H-O-A, Tuesday. Housewife's gone booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
Tuesday. Brown cow goes moose day. Eat some cashews day. I'm just talking about Tuesday.
Yo, yo, I go to Mardi Gras
on a Tuesday.
I go to Krav Maga
on a Tuesday.
I'm playing Pokemon
on a Tuesday.
Came out of my mom
on a Tuesday.
Like a rap, 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 rap. Here is Tuesday's show, you crazy ho. Just kidding.
What?
Funny.
Thank you. All
right. Have that in there.
Here is it's Tuesday's show. Appreciate you guys. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting.
Let's go! Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
Let's see what's happening in everyone's lives with our segment called What's the Haps? Hey!
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, we'll start with you.
Okay, so I started Jessica Simpson's book, and I'm only a couple of chapters in, but I have some grace for her. I feel like she went through a time where, and I feel bad for this, but I would see her out in public acting a certain way, and I kind of was a little judgy, and I didn't mean to be, but I'm like, what is wrong with Jessica Simpson right now? Like, get it together.
You would see her in public?
No, on social, like in the like TMZ, and that's what I mean. Like, I'd see her, and of course, they would be putting out these different stories about her, and I was like, Jessica Simpson, like, what is happening? And now I feel like it reminds me to have grace for people and, you know, understand they're coming from a lot. Like, she has a lot that had happened to her and that she's been processing her entire career and adult life. And anyway, it's a really good book. Like, I'm into it. I think you would like it.
I'm going to hold off on that one for now.
Oh, you are?
I got like six other ones I'm kind of slowly working through.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how that one just like inched right into first place for me because I had some other ones in queue, but Jessica Simpson won. So.
All right, there you go. Hey!
Hey! What's the hatch?
So Eddie told me to watch this documentary on Netflix called The Long Shot. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
It's about this dude who goes to jail and they said he killed this girl, this teenage girl. And it turns out he didn't. And I'm not spoiling it, but they tracked down footage of him at a baseball game. It's almost like, was it Ferris Bueller back in the day?
Oh, yeah. When he goes to the baseball game, he takes the day off.
But so on this one, though, they have to go and then they find footage, but it's not good enough. And they happen to be shooting an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm at the ballpark that day.
No way.
And he happens to be in the shot.
It's the only way they can prove he didn't murder.
It's wow. One episode. It's 47 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not a whole series.
Oh, I'm going to watch that. That's crazy.
It was an Eddie recommendation. I watched it.
And you liked it?
Yeah, it was odd. I don't know that I'd watch that whole series. But there's not. It was one episode, 47 minutes, called The Long Shot.
What do you give it?
3.5 out of 5 baseballs.
Perfect.
Yeah, not quite 4.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good, and it's short, so that's pretty awesome. But the whole story's out there.
Wow.
And Larry David shows up and makes it. He's like, I was happy I could help a murder. I could save a murder.
Yeah.
It was
what?
Nuts. The whole thing was nuts.
Hey, what's the hatch?
Lunchbox?
Speaking of documentaries, someone on Twitter recommended Skid Row Marathon. I was like, okay, what is this? So I check it out. It is amazing. It's about people that are living on Skid Row, and they turn their life around because they join a running club on Skid Row. The judge that sentences these people to prison, he started getting involved with the, you know, a housing place on Skid Row, and he shows up every morning, and he takes these drug addicts and alcoholics for runs, and that's how they kick their habit.
Wow.
What do you know what Skid Row? That was my question. Yeah, a lot of people don't. I don't think I did until I looked it up. It's basically a part of Los Angeles, a neighborhood where there's like tent city. It's where a lot of people live.
Oh.
So it's a down and out part of Los Angeles.
Okay.
So that's what Skid Row is. The audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, only 23 reviews, but it's at 100%.
Oh, wow.
So it's called Skid Row Marathon. All right, there you go. Hey!
Hey! What's the hatch?
Eddie?
I wanted to give you all a little update on my kids doing the dishes since they lost their Super Bowl bet.
Which, by the way, the week's over, right?
Yeah, it was a 1 week bet.
And so since they lost, they had to wash dishes how many times?
They had to wash for a whole week, the entire week. And the first idea we had was to have the 3 kids wash the dishes. It was a disaster. They made a mess. The dishes were dirty. They were never cleaned, really. Like, I would pick up a glass and it'd still be stuff in it, and like not good at all. So what we decided to do was split them up. Each of them would have a day. And they would be in charge of doing the dishes. But here's the thing. They've kind of forgotten that the bet's over. And they really didn't have to do it last night, but they did it last night.
Oh, they
night.
Kept doing dishes.
Oh, they're almost on like automatic rotation. So I'm just not going to say anything. Maybe.
Let's keep it going. Yeah.
Let's see how long this could last. This could be for the rest of our lives, hopefully.
Amazing. That's may funny. They never learn what a week is.
Correct.
They think they lost a lifetime of doing dishes. Yeah.
Now it's like dinner's over and one of them's like, all right, it's my turn to do the dishes. I got it.
Hey, there you go.
What's the hacks?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
I saw your son on your Instagram.
Yes.
What's he dressed as?
Wyatt Earp. So he practiced like all weekend long and knew that on Monday was Wax Museum Day. So all the kids were given somebody they had to study and memorize a little thing about. And they stood still and then they had these little stickers on their hand that looked like a button. And if someone came by and touched your button, you came out of your wax figure and said who you were, and you would have to do this. So you had to dress up and then have your story. And it was just so cute. And I thought it was such a great idea. I posted about it and a lot of people were like, oh yeah, my school does this too. And I had never heard of it. So I just thought it was so clever because it helps get kids, like it's an exciting way to get them to learn about their different people. And he was next to a kid that was Elvis. And I mean, they had all types of people.
How did he get Wyatt Earp?
I don't know how they, I guess they just issued him or drew him out of a hat or something. I don't know.
I'd have much rather been Elvis.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't think
or
Stevenson.
Abe Lincoln.
Right. I don't think Stevenson
or Martin Luther King.
Came up with Wyatt Earp.
Before, what did Wyatt Earp do?
Before this whole thing, he didn't even know who that was. But you know the police badge you gave him? He wore that. I ordered this old Western costume off of Amazon, and then TJ Osborne had given him that cowboy hat, so he wore it. I don't know. At Lunchbox, he was
I have a clip of him. Is he doing the Wyatt Earp thing?
Yeah.
Do we have this in the system, or I may play it for your Instagram? Okay, here we go.
Hi, my name is Wyatt Earp. I was born on 1948. Okay. I am famous for fighting the bad guys at OK Clown. They made a movie about me. I died on 1329.
So
he's at OK Corral.
He was famous for fighting bad guys on the OK Corral.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And he died in 1929. Is that what he said?
Something like that. I don't know that he had all the details just right, but I was super. Yeah, he died in 1929.
Died in 2013.
Was born in 1848.
His best friend was Clint Eastwood.
We just lost Wyatt recently.
Everybody's mad he wasn't in the in memoriam at the Oscars.
I don't know. I just was so proud of him, and I thought he was so cute.
It's good. That's like, good. I saw it too, and thought it was cute.
I guess the simplest way to put it, Lunchbox, he's an Old West lawman. Wilder. Or Wyatt
Wilder.
From the Wild Wild West.
So is it weird that your son has to know things and he just assumes you know it, but you really know nothing about it?
Oh, yeah. Like he.
And, do you have to fake it with him ever?
What do you mean?
Be like, yeah, of course I know all about Wyatt Earp. Been looking it up real quick.
Oh, yeah. I do that with all kinds of things, even simple math. Oh, yeah. I know 16 plus 25.
Do you know your times tables, though? Like 8 times 9.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, don't do this. Oh. 8 times 8, 64.
No, I said 8 times 9.
I know, but that's how I do it. This is how I do it. Listen, you want to know my brain?
No. You still haven't said the answer.
Oh, okay. No. Go ahead.
I don't... 64 plus 8, 72?
Yeah. Eddie, do you know your time?
Oh,
time?
No way.
You don't?
Calculator. Like, that's
100%. Yeah, don't act like we're weirdos.
I'm like, give me
You're the minority, Bobby.
That knows all my times tables? No way.
Yes, yes,
but I
yes.
know some of them. Like, I knew 8 times 8 is 64.
Give me the fives, and I'll nail those.
Yeah. 5 times 5? 25.
And the tens. Tens are easy.
Tens are easy, too.
Yeah. Morgan, number 2, do you know your times table? Are you kidding?
Math
am I wrong
good.
To assume that everyone just knew their times table?
Yes, you are. Most parents are really struggling with math homework. I tell you this all the time.
My mind's blown that the times tables aren't known.
Mine's not.
Mm. No way, man.
It's just not.
Eddie, like, 6 times 6?
36.
Nice. Yes, good one.
Good job.
Why can't you give me
that
one
one's
I know?
Easy.
That was right.
That one's easy.
Why don't you give one I know?
Yeah, you have to give me one that's all hard.
Wait, 8 times 9, everybody knows that's 72. I guess everybody does it. My bad.
The nines, you can use your fingers. You know, you put down the number
but
you're talking about.
But then also there's the pressure of being on the radio and being asked
there's
that.
There's no pressure. Yes, this is childhood.
It does add a little bit.
This is childhood stuff.
Wow.
No, but trust me, to the kids, you act like, yes, you know these.
A little bit, my mind's blown.
Really?
That... I just assumed every adult knew every times table, all from 9, all 1 through 10,
well, that's
even
11. That's what you get for assuming, because, I mean, this room is full of adults.
Are we, though? That's the question. Wow. Okay. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
We're letting you down.
I'm shocked. You shouldn't assume. Like they say, you know what assuming is.
Yeah,
A out of you and me.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Toss one at me.
I don't even want
to. Give him a big one.
Like a big one?
No, I don't know anything past 12.
That's not true. You figure that out.
I can figure it out, but I know I just.
12 times 6.
I've memorized them all to where I know all of so I don't have to figure them out.
Oh, okay.
12 times 6.
What?
You heard it.
12 times 6?
You're stalling.
I know all of them. It's 72. I know all my times tables.
Oh, it's 70. Oh, that's 72. That's a hard one, no matter how you get there.
Give him another one, Amy.
Trust me, I feel you on this. I don't know. 9 times 4.
36. I mean, I can do this all day. Wow. But I just thought
8 times... No, mine are too easy. I was about to say 8 times 10. 80.
Oh, my God.
Give me 8 times 8.
8 times 8.
Stop it. 64. Stop it.
Did you say 64? Stop it.
Yes.
It's just 64.
Oh, crap. You got me. All right.
7 times 9.
63. What? 63. Wait.
Oh.
Wait. Well, what is it?
Oh.
We got it.
It is 63. I'm right. I'm just going from memorization. I'm not even looking.
That's how bad we were. We thought I was wrong.
And you guys started clapping, and I was like, maybe I was wrong. Okay, I'm not doing this. You want to play? Okay,
no,
let's go.
I don't want to play. You told me to give you
easy
some.
One. 9 times 3.
27.
You're nice.
Yeah, take that, sucker.
There you go.
Wow.
That was so fast. Dang.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah. See?
Wow, I'm getting a lot of texts here. It goes, my mind is blown also. They did another time.
Okay,
tables.
Are you listening to the rest of the segment? Because your mind should not be blown.
Come on, folks. Adults know these.
Yeah,
my mind is blown.
And I just gave you. You just quizzed me, and I got it.
Kind of.
You know when you're having like conversation
kinda.
With someone, and they're talking about like, yeah, what's 37 times? And I always stall with them. Like, yeah, and then they usually figure it out before I do, and it's great.
Well, I'm going to just take this and chalk this in the disappointing
it's
category.
It's really easy for people to get online and be like, I can't
believe
it.
It's really easy to learn your
that.
Times tables in third grade, too.
Okay, but you admit that it's not like you were just.
Yeah, I was just like that. Even the one I didn't know, I said it immediately.
Interesting. Okay.
What?
I don't feel like the 12 times whatever you answered really quick. But
because I was like, why would, I know all of them.
Okay.
Whatever.
Good for you.
I'm disappointed in all of you guys. All right. Until tomorrow, you guys have to. We'll do the dog shot call.
No. Don't do
I'm
that.
I'm not. No, I already have to deal with this at home during homework. I refuse. Right. I will boycott.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In health news, a passenger that was on an evacuating flight from China to San Diego is confirmed to have coronavirus, making it the 13th case in the U.S. In Arkansas, a school resource officer is placed on leave after disturbing video emerged of him placing a student in a chokehold. Officials are still investigating. And finally, in weather news, life-threatening rains, flash flooding. It's happening all across the South. Dozens of cars have been stranded on roadways. Officials are warning, always turn around, never drive through standing water. Yes, Bobby
Bones. Jennifer Aniston turns 51 years old today. Her character, Rachel Green, on Friends worked... As what?
Well, she worked for Ralph Lauren.
Later on in the show, yeah.
Oh, but she was, a waitress?
Yeah, both.
Coffee waitress?
Both will be right.
Okay.
So I'll give you a fictional TV character. Just name the job they had on their show.
I don't know if I would have gotten that example right.
Right, you didn't know Rachel?
I mean, I knew she worked for Ralph Lauren, but that was about it.
So we'll do Eliminator style. Amy, you're up first.
Okay.
Joey Tribbiani. We'll stay with Friends.
Okay.
Joey Tribbiani.
He's an actor.
He's an actor. That's correct. Lunchbox. Mike Brady on the Brady Bunch. What was Mike Brady's job?
Salesman.
Do you know that one?
Architect.
Yeah, an architect. Eddie.
Come on.
Ray Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond. What was his job?
Yeah, he's a sports writer.
Nice.
Oh, gosh, that show's so good.
It was so good.
I forget about it.
Amy.
Yeah.
Doug Heffernan on The King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch that show?
Yes, I love it.
I still do. It's still funny. Yeah. Doug Heffernan, what's his job?
Delivery driver.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Come on.
Isn't tough. For you, this is tough. Carrie Bradshaw on Sex and the City. Did you ever watch Sex and the City?
No. No, not like one episode.
Oh, really?
But I do know that she narrates the show, and I feel like she's like a magazine writer or a columnist?
Your answer is?
She's a magazine editor. She's,
ID? What's his answer? What's your answer?
Just magazine editor.
She's a writer.
Oh! Like in a newspaper column.
Why would...
So dumb.
Here's the thing. Just be, with your answer, just be as wide as possible. Why would you go down and go magazine editor?
Editor.
Yeah. Because a writer could be an editor.
Amy, you won. We'll keep going with this.
Okay.
You won.
Yes.
Dang.
I guess, Eddie, you don't always win.
Oh, that's true.
Dang. Smack talking.
Here, Amy, see if you can get these. Alan Harper on Two and a Half Men. He's the brother of Charlie Sheen. Do you know what he did?
I have no idea.
He's a chiropractor.
Oh. Okay.
Fred Flintstone from the Flintstones.
I don't know.
You don't know what Fred Flintstone did?
Is he like a mechanic?
No. Do you guys know?
He worked at the quarry.
He's a construction worker.
Oh.
Construction worker. Al Bundy on Married with Children.
Shoe salesman.
Nice.
What up? Yeah. I had to dig deep there for that one.
Carl Winslow on Family Matters.
Police officer.
Nice. Hank Hill on King of the Hill.
Oh.
Come on, Amy.
Literally never seen that.
Propane accessories.
That's right. I sell propane.
Is that what he does?
My Hank Hill is just a bad version of a Luke Bryan impression.
Oh, my God.
And I don't do it that well, but when I try to think, and what's fun is, I'm around Luke all the time for American Idol, and when you hang around people, you start to can do the impression of them.
Yeah.
It's like I can nail Lionel Richie.
Oh, it's so good.
The year was 1964. The Commodores had just started, Bobby. We were deciding which song was going to be the first single in the year of nine. He just says years all the time.
19.
Amy, one more. Thomas Magnum on Magnum PI.
A private investigator.
Yeah, detective.
Good one.
Dang, weirdo, you got the hard one. That's good. Oh, that's right.
It's Magnum P.I.
Isn't it like P.I., yeah, the name
what
of the...
What did I say?
Magnum P.I.
Oh, P.I.
Private investigator.
I mean, it's in the title.
Private investigator.
Did you? Is that why you knew it?
Well, no, and I watched it. My mom loved that show.
I'm such an idiot. I'm like, what was House M.D.'s job?
He's a medical doctor.
Yeah. Tony Maselli on Who's the Boss?
Oh, gosh. Plumber?
Housekeeper. Lived with them.
I'm sure he plumbed things.
Did you ever watch? No, don't do that. I'm sure.
Plumbed.
He was the housekeeper.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's one of my favorite stories of the past couple of weeks. A couple's having a destination wedding in Cancun, and they're making their guests sit through a timeshare presentation.
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
Someone just posted the story about a destination wedding in Cancun, and the bride and groom aren't just asking people to fly down to Mexico, pay for their hotel, and take time off work, because also the wedding's on a Monday, but their guests have to sit through the timeshare, the whole presentation. It's not clear if that was part of the deal for the couple to get married at the hotel, but that's what they think.
Oh.
Like, we'll let you get married here, but all your guests have to watch this. But a timeshare presentation is part of their wedding events. It's okay not to go to that wedding, right?
Yes. First of all, absolutely.
I feel like destination weddings are a bit unfair to invite a whole bunch of people because it costs money. It's a trip. What if you don't have money? You can't go spend their beautiful... By the way, Eddie, you did one, huh?
What? A destination wedding?
Yeah,
but it was just my family. No, we didn't invite guests.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You ever been to one?
No, I've turned them all down. I've been invited to like five.
I've been to one and it was amazing.
Did you use vacation time to go?
We appreciated it. Yeah. And my whole family was invited. And so it was like my mom, my sister, her family, my husband, like, and it was a great excuse for us to get away and go somewhere we would have never gone. And so it was really fun because we treated it like a vacation. We turned it into our vacation. Yes.
Maybe I'm just being a hater. Am I being a hater?
No, I mean, I see your point too. If you can't afford to go do something like that, you feel bummed you can't go to your friend's wedding and you feel like maybe you're missing out, or if you can't get the vacation time. But
I missed a friend's destination wedding because
recently.
American Idol had to go work.
Yeah. Right.
I hated that too.
And I mean, you would have 100% been at that person's wedding.
I know, but it was in Mexico and I was scared.
Right.
The real truth comes out.
I made American Idol do a work day. I was like, guys, please make me work so I can come back. So I thought the timeshare. Who's been to a timeshare?
I've never done
Anyone
that.
Anyone been to one of those timeshare things? Where you have to go and take in a a day to get something for free?
I stayed at a hotel once where they were doing timeshare presentations, and I heard it for like 10 minutes. I'm like, that sounds terrible. Because it's almost an all-day thing sometimes.
Mm.
Like, for a free room? I don't know.
What, a free room? What do you mean? It's not a free room.
Oh, yeah.
You get like a free TV or... Like
my brother did, and he got a three-day cruise.
Oh,
he actually got it?
Yeah.
Did he do it?
Yeah, him and his wife went on a three-day cruise down in the Gulf of Mexico. Like, they went to, like, Cancun, I don't know where, but...
Just for sitting through the presentation?
Yeah, they sat there for 8 hours, and then they got a free cruise.
Eight hours?
Eight hours.
That's what I'm talking about. That's nuts.
But they got a free three-day cruise.
It's not worth it.
And they didn't get tricked into the, like, the
cruise? No, literally, they didn't have to pay anything for the cruise. They just went.
How do they do that? Are they making so much money off timeshare?
Right, I think if they sign up like two people in the whole class, it's worth it, and people fall for it. But they just said, oh, we're going to get a free cruise, a little vacation.
Did they go to this timeshare knowing they weren't going to buy something? Were they just waiting it out?
Yes, they drove like 6 hours to go to the thing, sat through it, drove 6 hours back.
They never wanted to buy the room or buy the timeshare.
They were looking for a cheap way to get a free vacation.
Wow.
And they didn't feel any weird pressure while on the vacation to do anything?
Nope. Because once you're on the cruise ship, you're just mixed in with other cruise people.
Dang. Maybe I should find a timeshare wedding to get. Maybe I should go to this wedding.
The wheels are turning in your head.
Yeah, Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and
Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny. Kelsea Ballerini says she was inspired to move to Nashville after seeing Taylor Swift do it. She said she never knew you could choose to be a singer, but after she saw a girl named Taylor move to Nashville, she knew she could do it. The Glen Campbell Museum and Rhinestone Stage opens Thursday in downtown Nashville. During the day, it will display Glen Campbell's days as a musician, singer, and actor, and then at night, it will be a live music venue. American Idol returns Sunday at 8 p.m. on ABC with our own Bobby Bones as a mentor. Luke Bryan returns as one of the judges, and he says he's looking for the star factor, someone that has a sparkle in their eye and controls the room. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
It's a good time to be working for Southwest Airlines. The company had a profitable 2019, and now they're sharing that with their employees. Southwest just announced the plan to give 60,000 employees part of their $667 million profit-sharing bonus. That means some eligible workers will soon get a check for 12.2% of their annual salary, which basically is about 6 weeks of extra pay.
Wow.
Again, they didn't have to give this away.
That's really nice.
Wow, yeah.
But they did. Quote, our employees delivered outstanding results despite a challenging year. And listen, good for Southwest Airlines. Here's what I'd like to say. Can we stop your flight attendants from rapping and singing on the planes, though?
Does that annoy you?
Sometimes it's cute.
It's not.
It's never cute.
Now it just happens so much.
But you know, people enjoy it. Not me. I never enjoy it. But some people laugh.
Well, let's poll the room. There are six of us in here. Who likes, because most of us fly Southwest more than any other airline. Who likes when the flight attendant gets on and sings or raps? Say I.
Hi.
Well, maybe it's because the two girls.
Uh-huh.
But who doesn't? Say nay.
Nay.
Four of us say nay.
Because there's always people on the plane that are LOLing. Like, it's like,
I'm not LOLing, but I don't mind it. And I think it's cute sometimes.
I like it when they're funny.
Yeah, sometimes they're really bad.
But it's... Maybe they have to, like, run their act by someone.
Okay.
Like, quality control at Southwest. Because I do like when they're... Because they're super nice on Southwest.
Yes.
But let me shout them out. I think it's awesome. They are definitely giving back to the people who make their business go. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A 74-year-old man was in a hurry to get to the gas station and get back, so he goes out to his car and he has the club on the steering wheel. He's like, man, I don't have time to take it off. I'm just going a few blocks. Tried to drive down to this grocery store with this club on, crashed his car, ended up in the hospital.
Oh, man.
Did they still put clubs on cars?
That's the first thing I thought.
I mean, maybe because he's 74.
Right, he's had it probably for 30, 40 years.
But Lunchbox acted like this is normal, that we still use clubs today.
Maybe some people do.
I mean, that was my question.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Did you all have clubs?
Yes.
No. Oh, you didn't?
Oh, uh-uh. I did.
Well, my car, I think the club is worth more than my car was back when the clubs were a thing. Yeah. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go! So I have a story here about the worst things we can do for our diets, meaning things that as we're trying to exercise and try to make a little bit wiser decisions, we're still messing up and we don't even know it, okay? So this nutritionist named Serena Poon said these are the worst things that we can do right now. Number one is not getting enough quality sleep. And man, I have made a change in my life where I do really prioritize trying to sleep better because I just need to work better. And I used to go, I'm just going to work more. I don't need all the sleep. I'll just wake up, no sleep, and just go to work. But I found that I don't work as well if I don't get enough sleep. And so a lack of sleep can disrupt your digestion and make you crave, because all of your hormones are off, really bad, crappy food, because you want that sugar and the salt whenever your hormones are off. So she writes, a lack of sleep can ruin when you digest food. Not getting enough sleep on a regular basis could lead to long-term disruption in digestion. It could result in inflammation and chronic disease. So sleep is the number one. Number two is what? What do you think it is?
Food.
Water.
Eating.
Oh, water. It's sleep and water.
Oh, yeah. Hydration.
And so many times we're worried about doing all the things that are level 3, 4, and 5. We forget the most basic things. Even Nurse Bobo's been on many times, and he's like, man, just drink water. Being hydrated can distort our hunger cues, making us think we're hungry when we're really just thirsty. So we feel a little cramp, the little, you're like, oh, I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. But really, we just want water. But instead, we eat, and then we're putting in extra calories when we could have just had water. The next one is eating more, not hungry. And I am such a goober at this. Mm-hmm. I'll just get bored and go, well, I'm bored. What do I do? And my choice is, let's go see what's in the refrigerator. And I know what's in the refrigerator, and I'll still open it and survey. I know, because I bought it all. I know what's in there, but still, I want to take the whole survey. And I'll do the thing where I look under the rack, too, see if there's anything in the backside, because I don't want to move this stuff from the front, but I'll look under the rack to see what's behind it. So eating when we're not hungry, using portion control, I'm not good at that either. I'll just fill up the... I have a bad habit of not feeling full until I'm just disgusting with myself. Like, I need to be like, bull. For me to stop eating.
Yeah.
And that is a bad American thing.
Yeah.
That's a Western culture thing where we just gorge ourselves. We don't feel like it's complete until we're going, until we get that feeling. And I'm a victim of that too. And then not getting enough fruits and vegetables, which again is something we learned in second grade. All of this, and this is a really widely shared article that came out. This is stuff like, wow, wow, wow. But again, this is the most elementary part of it. We're over here trying to get exercise in. If you're not doing this stuff right, exercise doesn't matter crap. Mm-mm. If you're not sleeping and drinking water and eating right, your exercise doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
I would rather eat exactly right and not exercise versus the other option. And if I can't and I'm traveling a lot, that's what I'll do. I'll make sure to eat extra right. Because I don't always. Hey, I'm human. When you prick me, I believe.
Right.
And then a lot of them say rushing through our meals. Lots of us eat super quick, and 5-minute meals can make eating seem like a chore. This girl, Serena, points out that taking our time when eating helps us enjoy the smells and flavors of food more, and it helps us pay attention to our hunger signal so we stop when we're actually full. I don't have a hunger signal. Mine is... I'm a thin guy, so when I eat, like, I get... My stomach gets fat.
Shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does yours do that?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell after... a meal or a day, like not even, by like, the end of the day versus the beginning of the day?
One meal, and my gut is out to my knees, it feels
really?
Like. Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you.
That might be your body dysmorphia showing up.
Nope.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
You guys can send us a note to the mailbag. Morgan number two, if they want to reach us, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, here we go.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby, I wanted to know if you think this is okay. I'm not engaged, but I have a wedding registry started. I got the idea after hearing some of my friends who recently got married. They showed me some things that they liked and they got for their wedding. Now, I'm not engaged. I'm currently dating someone, so it's set to private, and it will go public once I actually get engaged. Is it weird? I already have a wedding registry from Lisa. If he finds out,
yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
I mean,
if he finds out, I'm just thinking about the guy. If I found out my girlfriend had a wedding registry,
you out?
I'm gonna have some trouble with understanding what her motivations are.
Yeah. Or she's just really prepared.
That's a tough one. yes, it's weird you have a wedding registry without getting married.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. I get you're being practical, but how practical is it even? How do you know you're going to want this if you're not getting married?
Go. And that's something, once you're engaged, you go with your whoever you're getting married to, and you get to scan stuff and pick stuff out together.
Because it's y'all's house together.
Yeah.
This is a pretty easy one, right?
I think so.
Okay. Like, I'm not hating on you, because I think, why don't you just set up like an Amazon wish list?
Or write some stuff down, like keep something on your computer. Like, you don't have to title it anything. Just be like, things I saw my friends register for that are cool.
Or a Pinterest board.
So I wonder if she's going to stores and actually scanning stuff.
Okay, but with the Pinterest board, are you going to be weirded out if you find out your girlfriend has a Pinterest page with like bridal gowns and...
Oh, I wouldn't put the wedding stuff on it.
Okay.
And well, not as much, because I think...
It's just inspo.
I think a lot of girls think about their wedding. They've been told that the wedding is the biggest day of their life. So you prepare for the biggest day of your life.
Okay.
If you get really into it, what?
Well, is this her preparing for the biggest day of her life?
I don't think
this
so.
This is crazy.
It's a little nutty. Is it weird that I already have a wedding registry? My answer is yes.
Yes.
Just don't let him see it. And I hope your name really wasn't Lisa. Because if he hears it, every guy dating a Lisa right now is like,
is this my Lisa?
Yeah. Oof. Morgan number two again. If they want to hit the mailbag, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
There you go. Close it up.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag.
Matt in Georgia is on the phone speaking of relationships. Matt, what's happening with you, man?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I was just calling to let you know that the whole matching outfit thing is awesome. Me and my fiance, we have at least 4 different shirts. And like, we even have one that we bought special for Thanksgiving with some turkeys on it that match.
This is because I posted a TikTok of me and my girlfriend in matching shirts. We saw them at Target. They're like $9 each. We said, hey, if we do our dance video on matching shirts, we'll probably get more likes, get more TikTok clout. And you know what? We did. And I liked it. I like matching. I think matching's fun. That means that she owns me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Like, sometimes what are you going to say, Matt?
I was just going to say, it kind of just, I feel like it shows that no matter what the situation, I'm always going to be on her side, and it just, I feel like it shows that you love her.
Also, I feel like it shows that I don't care, it's just fun. I'm not going to let people judge me.
Yeah,
not letting the haters win. Hey, Matt, appreciate that call.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Love you guys.
Yeah, you too, bud. The Bobby Bones Show. You know how you go to your Instagram page and you click the hourglass and it gives you a bunch of videos that you might like? You ever do that?
Oh, no.
It's like for you. It's like
Teach me your ways. Okay.
Well, no, it's just you just click the hourglass and it gives you all these videos based on what you like that you'll watch. And I just sit here and I watch all these cheerleading videos now because of cheer.
It's not creepy.
It's not creepy.
No, because you watch cheer.
I didn't mean to, but every video, every time I hit the button on the search page, I have 9 videos up here, and 7 of them are cheerleading. Some college, some high school. I don't click those.
Oh, yeah. But how do you know?
I don't click into them.
You can tell, Amy.
Oh, okay.
And it used to be mostly The Office memes. Now it's all cheerleading.
That's funny.
Tomorrow, speaking of cheerleading, Coach Monica from Cheer will be on. Very excited about this, but I got to start clicking different things because I don't like it that this is on my feed.
Find some sports stuff. You can just start clicking around.
Well, it used to be a lot of NBA stuff because I watched a lot of clips. And I was clicking, and I saw The Rock do the eulogy for his dad's funeral. Did you guys watch that?
Oh, no. That's
pretty powerful stuff. I saw The Rock's 18-year-old daughter has begun her pro wrestling career. Simone Johnson has begun training at the WWE Performance Center.
Wow.
When she makes it to the ring, because she'll make it to the ring, she'll be the first 4th-generation star.
Oh, so it's 4 generations. I thought she was 3rd, but wow.
The Rock's grandfather was a wrestler.
Oh, wow. I knew the dad was. Wow.
Then the dad, then Rock, and then once she gets on. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, wow.
Her mom's side has a bunch of wrestling superstars, too.
Interesting.
Boy, that wrestling. But I gotta click on some wrestling stuff to get my page. It's just too much cheerleading. It's just
a little more diverse.
I get I'm looking, I have 13 cheerleading videos, Luke Bryan on a fishing boat, a Richard Marx cover of a record, and 1 Office meme. I don't know how the Richard Marx crept in there.
Interesting. Whoa. The Bible.
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So husbands, dads, if you need a last minute Valentine's gift idea and you've been putting it off, just give the mom in your life a momcation. You can just write it up in a card. She can redeem it whenever she wants. This is a growing trend that's happening, and hotels are even offering momcation packages. But you don't even, I would say you don't even have to do it at like a fancy hotel. She would not, just like a night away where she can put on a robe and there's no kids and order room service and like watch a movie or Netflix or do whatever she wants in a hotel with nobody bothering her.
Did you insert some Amy propaganda into the pile?
I mean,
so maybe your husband would hear it and...
I'm not opposed to that.
Uh-huh.
I could totally see. Momcations are becoming more popular because moms, when they're going on them, they're using the hashtag momcation. So hotels were starting to see it and they're like, oh, well, we could put together a cute little package and maybe a massage or this or that. But really, I think even just a night away, you could arrange it with some of her girlfriends if she wanted to. Because moms are doing it either by themselves or with other fellow moms that want to break.
Again, I feel like you're pivoting from my question. Are you putting this in the pile so
your husband
will hear
it? It doesn't have to be anything crazy. It could just be one night.
Okay, she's not answering.
It could just be one.
Doing that political debate tactic.
One little night away. Mm-hmm. Have her bust out her calendar. Pick a night.
She's like, and she may have to adopt children. You know, who knows? What else?
Okay, so Bill Gates is casually dropping $664 million on a green super yacht.
I saw this. It's like hydrogen-ish.
Yeah. Not the color green, but it's like the first ever like green yacht. So like, yeah, the way it's powered is liquid hydrogen powered super yacht. It has a gym, a spa, a beauty parlor, a cascading pool, accommodations for 14 guests, but a crew of 31.
Wow.
So there's more people working than staying on there.
My question is, do they call beauty places parlors anymore?
Beauty parlors?
Of all that.
On a yacht.
Maybe. I just expect those big bubbles to come over the heads of older ladies in the 60s. Yeah. And when you say parlor, I saw a picture of it. Listen, Bill Gates got all the money in the world. I do like that he is putting his money where his environmental mouth is, though. And this is supposed to be carbon neutral. The first yacht to be carbon neutral. It does not go on the water, though, for a few years. I don't think it's built yet.
Yeah, he's expected to set sail in 2024.
To set sail.
Yes, exploration.
And those things, they're weird because you almost have to put it in a body of water, and then it's just there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It's hard to put it on the boat trailer. Trust me. I've pulled many things onto a boat trailer. That's probably hard to get up on the boat.
Do you ever watch Below Deck on Bravo?
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's so good. I kind of want to... They should get that crew on here when Bill Gates sets sail, and like then it's a reality show.
But hold on, set sail would mean a sailboat, right? That's why I laughed at it.
Oh, it says here the super yacht is expected to set sail by 2024.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, eating with your hands makes it hard to stop snacking. So this study was done, and participants were split into two groups.
Let me think about it. Hold on. Eating with your hands.
Right, because it's a sensation. You're feeling the food.
Makes it hard to stop.
You eat more when you eat with your fingers.
So we should eat like a dog?
Mm. No, but maybe with a fork or a toothpick or something.
How do you eat chips with a fork and a toothpick?
Interesting.
I know. It's hard.
The vacuum technique?
So they were divided into two groups. One ate cheese cubes with a toothpick, and the other used their fingers. And the ones who directly touched the cheese reported it being tastier and more satisfying, so they felt like eating more of it.
Mm.
So somehow, yeah, if you're open to a bag of chips and you don't want to eat too much, like somehow just get it in your mouth without touching it.
Interesting.
I do that when the bag's empty, like close to empty. I just pour it all in my mouth, but that's about it.
You know, I have a bad habit of anything at the house, I'll eat. And so went grocery shopping this weekend and bought a bunch of plantain chips, which I don't eat. But it was like, hey, you should eat plantain chips with salsa. So we had it. And then when she left to go back home, my girlfriend, I just ate the whole bag of plantain chips. I ate the whole bag of mango. I ate all the salsa. I ate everything that was in my house. So it doesn't, if it's there to snack, I'll snack on it. That's why I keep my house bare.
Snack free.
Yeah, because I'll eat it all the time. That's it. That's how I stop. It's not hands. It's in my eyes. If my eyes see them, what am I going to do?
What are you going to do when you have kids? It's a struggle real with that, right?
Oh, yeah,
guys?
Dude. They want the worst food ever.
Well,
and it's everywhere.
Doesn't mean they have to have it, but there definitely has to be snacks on hand. And then you just have, like, we have stuff in my house that I never thought I'd have.
Like, I have a granola bar in my pocket right now, if you want.
Yeah. You got to always
have
snacks.
I just saw this morning.
Yes.
All right.
And you're like, don't mind if I do. All right, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Did you know there are three different kinds of tears?
crying tears?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I didn't either. I just assumed they came out for different reasons, but they were all the same kind of water. They're not.
Interesting.
There's basal tears, which lubricate our eyes and act as a barrier between our eyes and the rest of the world. So it's just simply a water barrier that will come out.
Okay.
Lubrication.
Okay.
Not my favorite word, by the way. Mm. You know, in the word list, I don't like, and I don't really have words I don't like, but I don't love lubrication.
Is it just lubrication or lube?
Either.
Like Jiffy Lube?
I'm not into any of them.
No, gotta say, don't love lube. Again, don't hate it. I don't have a word I hate. I know a lot of people hate the word moist or hate. Uh-huh. I don't hate a word, but I'd put lube on there as not one of my favorites. There's also reflex tears in response to irritants like smoke. So you have lubricant tears, reflex tears if something like smoke gets in your eye, and then you have emotional tears that flow when we're sad or overjoyed, and all three are made of different chemicals. How about that?
Wow. Okay.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
All important too.
Here you go. New research shows that you are not as hot as you think.
Oh. Okay. Tell us more.
According to a recent study from Stanford, by the way, hot means your body temperature, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yes.
I thought you meant blood.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning 98.6. You know how they do that? That was the whole trick. That's why you click it, and you're like, because I clicked it. I was like, well, I don't think I'm very hot. I must really be ugly then. And then 98.6, 97.5 is where they say you're supposed to be when you get your thermometer in your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really not what it is. So when it does happen and people go, well, I have a fever, they're like, well, everybody's body's different. And I think that's what we're learning in general with food and diet and exercise and body temperatures. And it's just that there really isn't a one data point meets all for all bodies.
Yeah.
Would you say that's familiar?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say that's right?
Mm-hmm.
So they went back and they're like, hey, look, 98.5, 97.5, it's all around the same spot. Don't feel like because you're 2 degrees off that you're sick or dying or your body's off.
I know. I get thrown on, especially becoming, I know I've been a mom now for 2 years, so I feel like I should have it figured out, but I like freak out because I don't know like what is concerning. If it's anything above 98.6, I'm like freaking out, but apparently you don't need to.
Well, again, I think it's finding and we don't test our temperature when we're not sick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if we did it a few times randomly, we would know what our current body is supposed to be at. And then when we weren't at that, you kind of adjust off of that more so than some standard number.
Right.
Like my weight, I weigh myself 3 times a day. I don't know if I ever shared that. I'm way up right now. Heavy. But I feel pretty good, so I'm not hating myself that much.
Good, because you look fine.
Well, it's because I've been lifting a lot heavier. Okay. I know that I've been lifting. Mostly I do a lot of cardio and I do a lot of reps. But I've been lifting extremely heavy and I'm watching my body get thicker because of it. And so I'm like 165 this morning, which is about 6 pounds heavier than I normally am. But I feel pretty good. And so I'm really not hating myself for it. And I don't have to be on TV for a while. I got to fit the clothes. The only reason I weigh myself so much is because I got to stay in these clothes. I'm not buying new clothes. I'm done. American Idol, I bought all these clothes, got them fitted. I got to be at that point. And then when the show's over, I'm going to be 200 pounds. But for now, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I know where my body is supposed to be related to how I am normally.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I would say.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
When London was born 5 years ago, doctors told her parents, hey, she's never going to walk because she has spina bifida. They're like, she's never going to do what normal kids do. She'll be in a wheelchair. And her parents are like, we're not going to take that answer. And they kept working with her, had surgeries, physical therapy. And now she's 5 years old and she joined a swim team and a soccer team.
Wow.
Dang. Only 5 years old, huh?
Yep.
Dang, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Kelsey Ballerini says she was inspired to move to Nashville after seeing Taylor Swift do it. She says she never knew you could just choose to be a singer, but after she saw a girl named Taylor move to Nashville, she knew she could do it too.
I've also chosen to be a singer, and that worked out for me quite yet. Guess you also got to be good, huh?
Was it because of Taylor?
Well, just Kelsey. I saw Kelsey do it. Yeah. What else?
Luke Combs shared a brand new song at a recent show. He says it was the first time he's played it to a concert crowd. It's called Without You.
When I'm up here on this stage, on my face,
there's only a couple artists that we would go, oh, they played a new song at a concert? Let's hear it. Luke's one of them. Luke Combs is. All right, what else?
American Idol returns Sunday at 8 p.m. on ABC with our own Bobby Bones as a mentor.
Thank you. Just everybody sit down. Yeah. Sit down. Yeah. Stop your clapping. Sit down.
And
okay, we'll see. Nobody gives a crap. And go ahead, sorry.
Luke Bryan returns as one of the judges as well, and he says that he's looking for the star factor in someone that has a sparkle in their eye and just controls the room. That's all.
Oh, no clip of that one?
No, nope,
okay.
That's just it.
All right, there we go.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Now
this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hey, don't forget tomorrow on the show, Coach Monica from Cheer on Netflix. Pretty excited about this one. We're Instagram friends. I'm always scared to talk to her, though. She's commented on my Instagram post before. Amazing. She likes them. But she'll be on. I'm not even going to bring that up tomorrow. I'm going to play totally cool.
Oh, good, good, good.
I'm just such a fan. As I wrote on my post on Sunday, I would run through a wall for Coach Monica if she asked me to.
Wow.
But yeah, that'll be tomorrow on the show. Let's go over to Amy now with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What are the smartest animals?
What are the smartest animals?
Fish, because they stay in schools.
All right, there it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
A woman in Florida had to tackle an otter that had chased her dog into her house and was fighting with her dog.
Wow, an otter.
An otter in Florida learned not to mess with a mom when it attacked a 17-year-old and her dog. The mom grabbed it after tackling it and threw it out of the family's house. Not funny. It was a French bulldog, and the otter was going to beat the French bulldog. And the mom was like, nope, not having this. So jumped down and grabbed it in both arms and just swung it out of the house.
Those
which
otters
is pretty
are
crazy.
So cute, though.
They say tackling an aggressive otter may not have been the smartest thing to do, but her motherly instinct took over.
Wow.
I think I'd probably try to kick it like a football.
Yeah.
Yep.
Once a possum was in my house, I thought it was my dog. And I was, because it touched my leg, and I was like, hey, I was washing dishes, and a possum, its tail hit my leg, and I was like, oh, and there's my dog, just being doggy. And I looked in the backyard and saw my dog standing in the backyard, and then I thought, murr? Something just hit my leg, and it wasn't my dog. And I looked down, possum crazy. Went crazy, and they're mean. And
but
so,
cute.
No, they're not cute. They're dirty.
Possums aren't
yeah,
cute.
Dirty.
They're kind of cute.
No. Not if you've ever seen one for real. Like in wild, they're not cute.
Oh.
And so then I took a broom and basically broom balled it out of the house.
I think that's what a lot of us do. Grab the broom first. Mm. Like, what do we have? What kind of weapon?
Yeah. Let's go over and talk to Sarah in Texas. Hey, Sarah, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. What's happening?
Hi, good morning. Long story short, I was in the living room, heard something crunching on the cat food really loud for what a cat should be, and it was actually a skunk.
Oh, you had a skunk in the house?
Oh.
That stinks.
Oh, because, and
I'm not being joking
here.
That's
what you did there.
Why that's not fun is you have to be delicate with skunks. You can't be super aggressive with them because they will spray you. Mm-hmm. And then, I got sprayed once when I was young, then you got to go sit in a bath of tomato juice.
Mm.
Really?
And I'm not sure if that worked. My grandma made me do it.
It's a big joke on her part.
I think that's just one of those old school grandma's
remedies.
Tales. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had to go sit in a bath of tomato juice. Sarah, how'd you get the skunk out?
Honestly, we just kind of did a minor freak out, and it just waddled its way back out the back door.
She just let it live there. She was like, no, we didn't kick it out.
We still have it.
The skunk now lives here. Sarah, thank you for the call.
Kind of.
Appreciate that.
Of course. Have a wonderful day, you guys.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Let's go to Marissa in Mississippi. Marissa, you're on the air. What animal was in your house?
Yes, I had a chipmunk that actually came in my house. I thought it was asleep. My cat had got a hold of it, and I brought it into my grandparents' house, and it was not asleep, and it escaped, and we had to destroy the house to find this chipmunk.
So you brought in a chipmunk that you thought was out, was taking a nap.
Yeah, the cat had got a hold of it, so I thought it was just kind of, sleep.
Dead? Is she saying dead?
No, taking a nap, I guess.
Why would you grab an animal thinking it was going to be asleep?
And then you just lay it down, like, how long do you think the chipmunk takes a nap?
I don't know, I was like eight, so I was
okay.
Like, hey, grandparents, look at this chipmunk.
And then it went crazy in the house.
Yes, and we had to destroy the house, like flip up the beds and everything.
if you're 8, that's acceptable. I thought she was like 25.
Bringing in a sleeping animal.
Marissa, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Want to hop back in the mailbag real quick?
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby Bones. My wife listens to your show every morning and it drives me nuts. I personally hate your show. I'm not sure how you guys stay on the air. My wife came home talking about this promotion at the San Antonio Zoo where you can name a rat after your ex and how funny she thought it was because she heard it on the My Bone Show. Well, since I don't like you, I pay $25 to name a rat after you.
Oh, no.
And you will be eaten by a snake on Friday.
Wow.
Don't take it personal, but you really come off like a chick. Take it easy, Cheryl's husband. And here's the tag from San Antonio Zoo. Dear Bobby Bones, your ex, Cheryl's husband, has named a rat in your honor to be eaten on 2/14. Feel free to tune in, and it gives a live stream.
Oh, wow, and you can watch yourself. All right.
Hey, that's the mailbag. There you go. Thank you.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah, bah humbug to you too, Valentine.
No, he said nothing personal.
Yeah.
But also...
and he had a point. You do come off as a chick sometimes.
I don't think that's a bad thing, that coming off as a chick. I don't know why we associate coming off as a woman to be a bad thing. So I always read that like you come off like a chick. I'm like, cool. I think chicks are stronger than dudes.
Sure.
So, yeah, whatever. Close the mailbag again. I'm over it. Close it. Thank you.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
Hater, huh?
Come on. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's these two high school seniors, and they noticed a need for some of their classmates, and that was access to food and hygiene products. So they decided to open a food and hygiene pantry. And really, students can pick up items before, during, or after school, no questions asked.
So and people just bring stuff and put it in?
Yeah, they take donations. It's located in the school's counseling center. And yeah, again, you're not asked any questions. If you need it, you go in, you get it, and you're good to go.
I love to see kids doing other things
for
peers.
Yeah.
And the whole just come in quietly, get what you need, that's a really important part of it too, because as someone who needed a lot of help growing up, self-esteem is a big part of this whole equation. Well, cause when you need stuff and you have to go and be like, yeah, I need stuff, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And it can make you feel lesser then.
And it's not, they're seniors and this isn't something that's going to go away once they graduate. Like the school has implemented it and now it'll be there for students years to come.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. So I'm going to play you a famous sound used by a company. You just named the company. Here is the example clip.
Yahoo!
You guys good with that?
Yahoo.
Yahoo, right there.
Hope they're that easy.
So write your answer down. Amy, Lunchbox, our video producer, Eddie. Here is sound number one. Interesting.
Got it.
You recognize that?
I mean, I did, but...
Here it is again, sound number one. Kind of weird texture, but I think you get it.
Uh-oh. Lunchbox doesn't know it.
I have no idea.
You want it again?
I mean, yeah, you can play it again.
Here you go.
Sure, I'm in for the win.
What do you have, Lunchbox?
I put Intel.
The tones are a bit weird.
I don't think I've ever heard it like this.
But it's the same melody. Yeah. Amy?
McDonald's?
Yeah. Eddie?
McDonald's, man.
Yeah, it's do-do-do-do-do. Here you go.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Yeah. All right, you two are still in. Here we go, number two.
You've got mail.
Can you name that one?
I'm in.
You've got mail.
Old school, throw them back.
Flashback Tuesday.
Yeah.
Can you name that one? Amy?
AOL.
Eddie?
AOL.
That's right. All right, name this one.
Oh, wow.
Again,
I'm in.
A bit odd, but play it again, Raymond.
Yeesh.
I'd compare it to that McDonald's one.
I'm guessing on this one.
Eddie?
Dell.
Mm-mm. Hey, Raymundo, play the first part of it and then pull the volume down after that first one. What? No, okay, just the first one. What do you think that first, just the first one, do it again.
NBC?
No.
I'm in.
Amy?
Taco Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Oh, it's the bell.
Do you hear it now?
I do hear it now.
Did I just win?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want Amy.
Here, name this one, Amy.
Okay. What?
This is hard.
It's hard. It's the extended version of all of these, right? Think of the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So what'll happen is, start it over. So you'll go, I won't say what they say in the commercial, but go ahead. Yeah. So today, all you have to do is come by and grab three supply of $19.99. Hear it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Eddie?
Office Depot?
It's Home Depot.
Home Depot!
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So play it again. At Home Depot, we feel that a lot of families are looking for their best and favorite lumber, and we here at Home Depot make sure you get that. Only for $12.99.
Is that yeah.
Now, do you feel it a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
How about this one?
877-CASH-NOW. It's your money. Use it when you need it.
I have no idea.
877-CASH-NOW.
I mean, but I don't know what company that is.
Called J.G. Wentworth. 877-CASH-NOW. Oh. It's J.G. Wentworth.
Oh, okay.
That's hard.
That commercial's on all time. Daytime? It's all time. If I get home in the middle of the day and turn the TV on, it's only that commercial.
If you're watching Judge Judy, that's coming on.
Here's this one. What?
It's Intel.
No, it's AT&T.
What?
Yeah.
Slow down.
Next one.
Paramount. Mm-hmm. Oh, what is it
MGM. Lion
20th
Gate.
Century Fox.
20th Century Fox. Yeah. Amy, see if you can name this one.
Oh.
T-Mobile.
Oh, I was going to say Verizon.
One more. Here's the last one. You'll get this one.
HBO.
Oh,
Netflix.
Amy.
Netflix.
Dang, Meemaw.
Showtime.
She's play Netflix again, Raymundo.
Yeah.
Morgan number two has what 26-year-olds care about Netflix, and something that I saw that I didn't know that was pretty interesting that also bothers me. If we can hit that, what 26-year-olds know about? Here we go. What do 26-year-olds
care about? So now you can take off the auto replay. You know when you log into Netflix and automatically an episode starts playing from their latest show they're promoting? You can now go in your settings and take off the auto replay so you don't have to watch it anymore.
And any episode that you're scrolling through, because you know how they just fire off?
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm going to go back onto The Office, it'll just fire off the episode. You can turn that option off.
Yes.
Which I did not know until... Mm. She's the one that told me about that. So there you go. So how do you do it?
You just go into your settings and you hit manage and it'll say like turn auto replay off and you just hit it. And then there's another one for the episodes if you don't want it to auto replay all your episodes you're watching while you're binging.
I'm still cleaning out my finish up shows. It's funny that you guys doesn't bother you
me at all.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Don't even look at that.
Mm-mm. Well, yeah. Tomorrow Coach Monica from Cheer on Netflix will be on the show.
Yes.
Pretty excited about that. So we heard about Pamela Anderson getting married for 12 days, and I was like, what in the world do you learn in 12 days that's going to make you cancel out the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Because either you don't know anything and you realize you're about to learn new stuff, or you know, just 12 days is a weird time. I get 3 months, or I get not getting married, but 12 days. So she married this dude named John Peters. This came out on Page Six yesterday. The 12-day marriage to Pamela Anderson went bust right after he finished paying off a lot of her debts.
Oh man. What? Oh. That's so wrong.
He said there's no fool like an old fool. Again, this is from Page Six. The former hairstylist to the stars, 74, took umbrage at a source telling Page Six last week that he asked her to marry him on a whim, but that within a day and a half, she realized she had made a terrible mistake. He said that it's all a lie. She proposed to him in a text, and then he paid up. Quote, I dropped everything for Pam. She had almost $200,000 in bills, and no one would pay it. There's no fool like an old fool.
Oh.
If you believe this, it sounds like he paid off her bills, and she's like, I'm good now. Appreciate it. God, pieces.
That is so... Did, I guess she had to ask him to marry her in order for him to pay him off, because, I mean, he could have just paid him off while they were dating.
I don't think you pay off while you're dating.
Okay.
I think once you get married,
that's your debt together.
The pair had secretly tied the knot in a Malibu ceremony January 20th. only to announce February 1st they were splitting.
Wow.
If that's true, like, that's a bad person. That's not misunderstanding. That's a bad... Yeah. Again, just one story. I don't know. But that's a bad deal.
Have you ever paid off anybody's debt that you've been with?
No.
Or contributed?
He's paid off my debt.
Yeah, debt Eddie.
I mean, I worked, but yeah.
No.
Would you?
No. It's not my debt. You can handle yourself.
But you're getting married.
Yeah, tell me more.
But you're getting married.
Say she has debt.
And she's like,
but then once I
want to get married, but I got $30,000 in debt.
This is what I would do. I would say, hey, before we get married, like, what is your financial situation? This is what it is. I'll know it going into we get married. And then it's now mine. I've taken the step that we're now one. So now what is yours, good or bad, is now mine. And I will take care of it. Or what if I have debt and she has to pay for it? I think we're just assuming here that...
You don't. But only because Bobby's always been responsible. You come from a place of fear where you grew up with no money. And now you have money that you have to manage. And you overpay all of your bills because you don't... You feel like tomorrow you could lose it. And
oh,
you don't,
for sure.
And like, you want to make sure that you're not in debt. You don't want to go back to that. So
I don't buy anything that I can't pay for.
Right. So... Yeah.
But I haven't, and I don't think I will until we're married. Mm-hmm. So, but that's never come up. I've never had a girlfriend be like, hey, what's up today? I'd be like, nothing. We pay my credit card bill.
I don't think that's how she would say it, but it might be like, hey, do you have any debt? And she might be like, yeah, man, I got into my young 20s. I went a little crazy on my credit card, or maybe I have student loans or something.
Well, good. Then I'll fix that.
Okay.
Whenever we get married, because then I have student loans.
Okay, Daddy. Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what it is.
But that's kind of what happened here with Pamela Anderson. She waited till she got married.
Eddie, you...
Oh, gosh.
You want to go into this? Is that what you want to do? I was waiting for you to stick your toe in the water, brah.
Yeah. Let's talk about what Eddie did.
I was kind of turtle shelling it over here.
Eddie went to his wife's dad and said, I'm not going to marry her unless you pay off her debts.
I mean, yeah. It wasn't exactly said that way, but I told him that I felt like... She did this while she was under your roof. And I think that I'd like to get into our marriage debt free. And he was like, wow, I respect that. The guts that it took you to come tell me that. And he's like, and you're right. I was responsible for her. And so he took care of it.
Baller move.
I do think that whatever she has, not even just debt, but I am whomever it is that I'm married, I think I'm responsible for that. Just like she's responsible for anything that I have that's not even debt or obligations that I have to meet. I think when you join together, all of that is to be met together.
When in a relationship do you have the debt talk?
I mean, I'd have it right now. I don't care. Money is not a thing to me. Like, I never had it, so it's not a thing. Like, my girlfriend now just bought a new car because somebody hit her and totaled her car. Someone was texting and driving and nailed her, and she had a bunch of surgeries, and it was a whole thing with her. And so she just... bought a new car, and she was like, yeah. I was like, how much it cost? I don't even think anything about it. I just asked that, and she was like, well, that's a weird question. And I was like, oh, you know what? I just never have money, so it's just, for me, I just ask those questions. And so...
So how much did it cost?
And then I Googled it and found out how much it cost, and the conversation was over.
What'd she get?
Exactly.
I'm not sharing her information on the air.
Yeah. Bobby's favorite thing to do to people, and it's so annoying. Like, I was getting my nails done the other day, and he's like, dang, how much money you make? Like, if I walk in with a new pair of shoes.
As if he doesn't know.
Dang, how much money you make?
I called
how
Amy.
How much am I paying you?
Amy was having her nails. She was getting her nails done. I was like, what's that noise? She's going to get my nails done. I'm like, dang, girl, how much money you making?
All the time.
You're getting your nails done on a weekday?
He'll call and I'm pumping gas. Dang, how much money you make?
I'm like, Bobby. Tank, how much you making?
I'm just living life. Stop. So annoying.
I got a text here. It says, Bobby, people are money shaming new Arkansas football coach Sam Pittman after he purchased a $2.5 million house in Fayetteville belonging to former Razorback basketball coach Mike Anderson. Should successful people be shamed for money they've worked for? No, of course not. Well, stop shaming people for anything. Worry about your own business. Not even just money, but body, kids, life. Like, won't you worry about you? There's a lot you could probably do better. There's a lot I could do better. You're not going to hear me shaming. I don't think many people. I try not to shame because I have so much of me to work on. No, the answer is no. Like, worry about you. Or put you up there and let me shame you. Let me see what we can do over here. No, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I mean, I think that it's all relative. There could be people that I don't know who these people are commenting on what this person's been on their house. But, I mean, there could be people that are not spending as much as you spend on a house. And they could shame you for what you bought or what kind of car you drive or what kind of clothes you have in your closet.
That's a great point.
I mean, it's all relative. But even if it's not what you make, it doesn't mean they haven't worked hard. And if that's what the university is going to pay them and they can afford to buy that, then absolutely buy it.
And also, if you could afford to buy it, you would too.
Yeah.
To anyone who has these problems. Like, I don't look at the Kardashians and shame them. I just worry about my own business. And for me, I'm someone who grew up on food stamps and now I got a pretty good job. And if someone's going to shame me, I'll be like, suck it. You're out of your mind. I work for every bit of this. Nobody gave me anything ever. So,
yeah.
Just stop shaming parenting. You know, yesterday we were talking about your kids being sick.
Yeah.
A lot of parent shamers.
I quarantine them.
Handle your own business, parents.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
If we say, hey, how do you feel about this? If Sam Pittman, the football coach, came out and said, hey, everybody, how do you feel about my house being $2.5 million? Feel free to give me your comments, good or bad. He's opening it up.
You know, Instagram poll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not even just about this. It's just a different box here of worry about you. We are all so faulted that there's a lot we can worry about. And what we tend to do is shame or say bad things about other people because we're so insecure with ourselves. So the people that are shaming are often the ones that feel like they deserve the most shame, but because they don't want to get it, they put it out. It's bullying. It's just, why do you bully when you're a kid? Because you don't feel good about yourself. So no, my answer is no. And then my real answer is H, no. You just don't know how anyone gets to, you don't know anyone's story, really. We see people on the surface. We assign all of these ideas to how they're getting what they're getting, which isn't fair most of the time. So, yeah, the answer is no.
And is he gonna, he's the new hire?
Yeah, he's gonna go on his first season.
In which sport? Football?
Football. Which doesn't matter. I just saw this.
No, I know, but I mean, it's just like, yeah, I guess. And then once, if he brings in some wins, people aren't going to care what he does.
They're like, get that bigger house. They're going to shame him for having a house too small.
Right.
Coach Pittman, come on. You just won 10 games. Yeah, upgrade, baby.
I mean, people are weird.
Yeah, why don't you worry about you more and other people less? And this isn't just about this.
In general.
But it's even on Facebook. You're going to go comment and being rude about stuff. Why don't you be worrying about you a little more? Because I definitely know I have a lot of me to worry about. I have a lot of stuff wrong with me that I'm trying to work on. And so if I just spend more time doing that, I spend less time worrying about what somebody else is buying or the clothes they're wearing or how they're parenting or what they're eating. Thank you. This has been a TED Talk. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. The Bobby Bones Show. So this cop goes and is going to pick up some pizza. And while he's there, there was also another guy picking up pizza. And he was like, well, that guy looks familiar. It was a wanted fugitive. And when I see this story, I just think if I were on the run from the law, one, my eyes would be peeled everywhere. I'd be so scared there'd be a cop somewhere. Secondly, I don't know that I would be going walking in a pizza place. I think I'd probably have it, I'd call and have it delivered to wherever I was hiding out so a cop wouldn't see me. According to the sheriff's office, the suspect had two outstanding warrants but is now facing additional charges of being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. He had other stuff going on too.
Wow.
The guy obviously just a dummy.
Yeah.
And was doing a lot of dumb stuff. And dummies don't get smart all of a sudden. Dummies stay dumb is the general rule with dummies. So I saw the story and thought, man, I'd be the worst criminal because I'd be so scared all the time. Like sometimes I see cops and I'm like, I didn't even do anything, but I'm scared.
Paranoid.
Yes, I know. Yeah, there's one behind you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh God. Yeah. I get scared for no reason. I'm the greatest citizen. I help. I pick up litter. I cross at stoplights, but still I'm like, wonder what I did.
What'd I do?
Yeah, wonder what I did. I probably didn't even know. That's it for today's show. Morgan number two, what did we do on today's show?
Well, we found out the worst things that you can do for your diet.
Oh yeah, it's like you think you're living healthy. But these are things that you probably didn't even know you were doing. And if you did know, you didn't know they were that bad.
Yep.
Yeah, what else?
We got an update on Eddie's kids washing the dishes from their Super Bowl bet.
Which was interesting.
Pretty good outcome, I think.
Yeah, they still don't know. You can listen to that back on the podcast. Pretty what funny. Else, Morgan, number two?
Amy's son did something really cool for a school project.
I loved that. And what else should people go back and listen to?
And we had some callers tell us about animals that they found in their house that weren't supposed to be there.
All that on today's Bobby Bones Show. Go back. You probably, if you're listening at this point of the show, did not get to hear the early part of the show. But boy, if you did, you were A-plus listener.
Oh, yeah.
It's 5 hours just sitting in
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah. A-plus.
Awesome. Yeah. You should get an award. So go back, search Bobby Bones Show, wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you listen on iHeartRadio, there are a few options there, but I would suggest search for Bobby Bones Show on demand. Amy, what's going on today?
I'm building my love episode. My podcast this week is going to be all about love because, well, Valentine's Day is on Friday, so I'm going to be finishing that, so it's ready to go. What about you?
I have therapy at 1:30.
Oh, nice.
And then playing the Opry tonight, so it should be pretty good. I'll go and get right in my mind, and then I'll go out and take that to the stage.
Yeah.
At the Grand Ole Opry.
Perfect.
Although, when I'm most right in my mind, I'm not the most creative.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't feel that way, but I tell my therapist that. I'm like, I don't want to lose my edge. She's like, stop saying that. I'm like, but if I'm like healthy-ish in my mind and my emotions, I'm not able to create. She's like, you've created this lane for yourself to walk down. And when you're not, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because you've already told yourself you're not creative. So, thank you. All right, we're done. Have a great day. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Bobby Mr. Bobby Bones.